We're doing the Shot Aran. We're up to page Taf Yud Zayin in the Mosad Rav Kook edition, Kuf Tzadi Aleph in the Machon Shalem edition. And the Ran had been describing the idea that the Torah brings us to blessings. The Torah brings us to connection to the Ribon Shel Olam. And even the laws that seem to be laws of civility, laws of maintaining society, even those laws are really primarily there to connect us to the Ribon Shel Olam. Their secondary job is the practical application of keeping a society running. That's secondary. Umizeh atzad, and with this concept, or alzeh derech, it says in your version, nimshach kol ma she'amru rabotenu zal. This is based on this. We can now understand what Chazal tell us. Kol dayan shedan din emet la'amito ra'ui shetishrei shechina alav. The Gemara says a judge who judges truth to its truth, din emet la'amito, whatever that means, we'll leave that for now. What that means, it means he does a very good job of getting the truth in his cases. So then Hashem's presence, he's fit to have Hashem's presence rest on him. Shenemar Elokim Yitzav Badat Kel Bekerv Elokim Yishpot. As the verse says, Hashem is there when the court rules, he is in their midst. So what does that mean? So the Ran says, the point is, if you're judging correctly, then you and the people you're judging are connecting to the Ribon Shel Olam. Why is it that if he judges correctly, then he's fit to have the Shekhinah settle on him? If he judges correctly, he's maintaining civil order? No. Chazal say he's becoming a more spiritual person. He's making the Jewish people a more spiritual people. But he's judging a case. Reuven, you hit Shimon, pay him. What does that have to do with the Ribon Shel Olam? Has to do with two people. He brought peace between them. He judged them. No. Nope. He's connecting to the Ribon Shel Olam. Says the Ran, that's what we're saying. That's another point. Oh, he's okay. Ran says that's this idea, that the cases, the courts, it's spiritual. And that's what our sages teach us in Tractate Shabbos. If a judge judges truth to its truth, whatever that means, he does a very good job in judging and getting it right. So then, even if he's only doing it for an hour a day, the Torah considers it as though he became partner with the Ribon Shel Olam in creation. Moshe Rabbeinu is discussed is described as judging the people from morning to night. And creation is described as morning and night. So if you judge correctly, like Moshe Rabbeinu was judging, so that's the idea of you've partnered with creation. Partnering in creation, that's an allusion to what we just described. In creation, what do we see? We see Hashem's abundance. He creates, He gives, He makes a world, He gives us. Shemeito nitava kol shenitava. Hashem is the source of all creation. Ken kol de'an shetan din emet la'amito. So what does the judge have to do with that? Hashem created a world. There was nothing. He created something. You judge the world correctly, and you partner with that. What's the connection? Namshich ha'shefa hu. Creation is about abundance. Hashem says, let me create, let there be a world. You're connecting to that abundance when you're judging. You're connecting to the Ribon Shel Olam. Yishalem mitzad dino legamrei hatikun hamdini o lo yishlam. And it doesn't matter, says the Ran, if your ruling brings about peace or not. Like Bini pointed out, sometimes the judge is going to say, Herod, you killed, you need the death penalty. Herod leads a mass rebellion, and you have tremendous destruction in the Jewish people. Right? So Herod was a slave. He was buddy-buddy with the Romans. They gave him a legion. He used his power, even though he was a slave of the king, he used his political clout with the Romans to kill, based on what he thought he should kill. And when the courts wanted to take him to task over it, his master, the king, backed him and didn't allow the courts to judge him. When they called him into court in the days of Shammai said, be judged. And Herod showed up with his weapons and his soldiers. And Shammai said, get the soldiers out of here, get the weapons out of the court, and you will be judged. You murdered. And Herod said, no. Let me see. And Shammai tried to summon his master, and then Shammai said, that's the way we're going to judge the case. And Herod said, old man, it's not only you that has to say it. It's your compadres. I want to hear the other people in court say it too. And he turned to the judges, and they got scared. The Roman legions were there. They did not back the head of the court. They did not back Shammai. Shammai said, "Balei machshavot atem. You guys have other thoughts. You're not thinking about the will of Hashem. You're not thinking about your responsibility to the will of Hashem. Balei machshavot, Hashem, who knows what your thoughts are, he will repay you." And in fact, they were all killed by Herod. Shammai reached, okay, it was either prophecy or a correct understanding of what was going on here. Where Herod would end up if Herod was allowed to continue. So Shammai tried to bring out, so says the Ran, sometimes the courts will rule and no more peace comes out of it. War comes out of it. You did what was right, but the outcome isn't right. Says the Ran, that's irrelevant. You connected to your Creator because you did what was right. Whether the outcome is that now politically, domestically, things work out right or wrong is a separate question. But you partnered up with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Partnering up with the Ribbono Shel Olam does not mean you have responsibility for the outcomes now. Sometimes you say the right answer and the wrong outcome will come out. Okay. But you still partnered with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You'll tell me it's not a perfect system, right? In this world, the Ribbono Shel Olam said there needs to be a pious king. There need to be other things for the system to work right. It's not only up to you, but you partnered. You look at the whole idea of bringing sacrifices. What does that have to do with logic? Why does it matter to God that I take a filthy animal, a lowly creature, I slaughter it, I throw its blood on an altar? Great, wow, now I love you. Really? What did I do? What's the difference if I took a cockroach and bashed it on its head? Does God love me now? No. You didn't do anything. But if I take an animal and I take a knife and I slaughter it and I catch the blood and I sprinkle the blood on an altar, now you did something pious. Why? Says the Ran, there's no logic to it. You can't say logically I understand why a sacrifice should work. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells you this is the way it works. Now you did it, for whatever reason you connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Is there a difference between bashing a cockroach and killing a sheep? What's the difference? Yes?
If you did it and have no transformation yourself, and go out and live it exactly the way you did before, then maybe it is an empty sacrifice and it makes no difference. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, look, something. You show up in shul and read the sports pages the whole time. That's something. You showed up, so I'm not saying. But it certainly isn't, I don't think. I think the sacrifice is supposed to move us.
See, sometimes, but sometimes it has nothing to do with me.
Who chose this vehicle as opposed to something else? You're right.
Every morning the coin brings a carbon tumid. Okay, every morning and every afternoon. We have any concept? But why should that make me closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Why shouldn't that make the Ribbono Shel Olam closer to me?
Part of the system, and you can learn and try and understand something of the
system. The Ran says there's no logic to it. He says it's very far from human logic. We can explain a lot of things about it. There's a lot we can conceptualize. But the Ran says you have to understand. I'll take a crass example and I'll come to this example. The Ramban says that when a person's intimate with his wife, that's like putting on tefillin. Really? Wait a second. Putting on tefillin, there's no physical desire for it. There might be a spiritual desire for it, but there's no physical desire. That's what the Ramban says. When a person goes to be intimate with his wife, The Ramban says he's going to do an act that's as spiritual as putting on tefillin. But you're not there when you're doing it. Okay, but get there.
Right, you say it's possible.
Get there.
You reach that, doesn't it?
Right.
You can also put your tefillin on in a way which is...
Agreed, but the Ran is saying, you look at the courts and you have a misconception. You think the courts are there to ensure the smooth running of society. Says the Ran, no. The courts are no different than the sacrifice. Just like the sacrifice, we don't exactly understand why it works, how it works. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, bring sacrifices. It helps our connection. Or in our day and age, pray. Why does prayer matter? So we can say in prayer, I show that you're the boss, etc. And God cares if I show he's the boss. I affected him. So I need it. So what? So because of that, God's going to make my life better because I prayed. Hashem says, that's the system. That's how you connect to me. You will be more connected to me. And your life will be more correct in the ways that being connected to Hashem makes it more correct. Says the Ran, the same is true in the courts. Don't look at the courts as something so secular. The courts are there to ensure society. No. The courts are just like sacrifices. They're a way of connecting to the Ribbon Shel Olam. Okay, we're midstream, but we're out of time. We'll pick up here.